beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrlok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to the program. Tonight I'm talking about God, the gods, and good versus evil, light versus dark, that sort of thing. So without further ado, let us begin. Why am I talking about this? I mean, for the life of me, I think I've already made it clear in my blogs and other podcasts and in my books, in my club, that the universe is essentially an operating system. That's right. We're sort of like in a matrix, the big web of weird, the web of synchronicity. Or synchronicities, those coincidences that can't possibly be coincidences because they're so meaningful in our lives. Well, that's the universe for you, is this operating system. But every now and then, someone messages me or tries to contact me and shout biblical verses at me. This has happened, and you know, I think I've made it quite clear what I believe in already, but for some reason, people always want to cram this stuff down my throat. You know, make me listen to them. And I don't mind hearing other people's point of view, but there's a difference between having a conversation and shouting it at me. Well, I understand. Some people get really upset if their point of view isn't the all-accepted point of view by every single, each and every one of us. But, I'm different. You're the only you, and I'm the only me. So, I always tell people, do what you want to do, be what you want to be, and live your life to the fullest, or at least to the best of your ability, to the fullest, and go from there. Listen to your experiences, keep a journal, retrospect, and commune with your higher self now and then. You know, knock on the sky, do some meditation, and form that intimate relationship with your higher self, with God or the gods or whatever it is that you believe in. Your belief is in interpretation of a cosmic all that already is in existence, regardless of what you believe it is. What you believe can shape the world around you, and it does. This is one of the reasons why the powers that be in the world, you know, most of those powers happening to be quite dark, in fact, the reason why they care so much about what you think and feel is because what you think and feel is power. And if you can all be controlled by a status quo or the body social or what everybody else says is normal because somebody up at the top wrote it that way, then so much the better for the few ruling elites at the top of the pyramid. Well, in my point of view, the scripture is one interpretation or one story that's handed down to us from, well, from the religion of the elites. And that's where I believe it comes from, as it comes from the source of control on this planet. And they, you know, there are different levels. They also have their own book, their own version of it, the Talmud, and various other, you know, there's the Quran, there's, we have, Bhagavad Nagita. Did I say that right? Did I pronounce that right? I know somebody is going to message me, send me an email telling me that I just pronounced that wrong. But all right, I'll listen. The thing of it is, I've had my own experiences. So people, you want to know, why do I think the way that I do? Well, it's because that's how I think. That's how I think. I think the way that I do. And it's based off of, my thinking is based off of my experiences, for which I've had many very interesting paranormal, supernatural, and spiritual experiences. Some of these experiences were seemingly divine as well. I have had that fatherly hand, as if it were made of a ray of sunlight forming into a hand and touching me on the crown of my head when I was about 6 or 7 years of age, and a number of other experiences. So I have my experiences which point me to something spiritual, if you want to call it that. Again, if we are to say that I'm not a religious man, I am a spiritual man, then we start getting into terms where I might say, well, to me, the word spirit or spiritual means that of the purest state of existence, for which I am not, because like many of you, I've made many mistakes in life, and I'm bound to make more of them. But I have learned how to avoid making some of the same mistakes repeatedly, which is a good thing, by the way, just to let you know, that is a good thing. Sometimes I think that, with the whole Christian religion, we're sort of like, we can just say, forgive me, I'm sorry, and everything's forgiven and done. There's no extra work to do. That may not be a fair interpretation on my part, but that's what I've seen, having traveled around the world and experienced different types of religions and so on. I think if I were speaking to someone who's Buddhist, they would have a completely different, point of view on life and how to handle themselves than versus somebody who's Christian or versus somebody who is Islamic or versus somebody who's Hindu or whatnot. And now, these are all great religions. By the way, let me tell you that. One time back in the early days of college, it was one of the first classes I took. It was called World Religions. And the professor happened to be a father of the Catholic faith. I believe that's how he addressed himself, as a father of the Catholic faith. And he knew all kinds of very interesting things. Of course, while we did study the various world religions, we spent a greater degree towards the end of that class studying Catholicism. Well, because that was his greatest level of knowledge, was about Catholicism. But he did understand concepts such as Kundalini, which is, like a sort of a yogi technique. It's a branch of yoga, I should say. He knew things about the pyramids and other religions and so on. And animism, we studied animism a bit too. There are so many wonderful versions of the truth that are out there, and I like to read about all of them. I enjoy it, but I'm not convinced, I think, is my bottom line. I'm not convinced that any one of these interpretations of the truth is the end-all interpretation of the truth. I'm sorry. That's just what I think. And my experiences so far have taught me that. During a time period, for example, when I was interested in Buddhism, very, very interested in it, I had experiences which kept pulling me to Buddhism. I kept meeting people who were Buddhist when I was interested in Buddhism. We would just happen to coincidentally meet, like a synchronicity. I went overseas and met people who are Buddhist and got pretty close to Buddhist people. any time in my life where I was interested in Islam, I would come into contact with people of the Islamic faith. When I was interested in Judaism or, you know, in other various versions of the truth out there, I would come into contact with these types of people just by thinking about it. So for me, the world is a web of synchronicities. What lies behind this, your guess is as good as mine, but here's my take on it. Somewhere, and that's not a very good way to start, I know, because it's not quite accurate, but somewhere there is an already existing something that's not really a thing, and yet it's not nothing at the same time, yet it already is, always has been, always will be. And we live inside of this something. Some people might call it a matrix. Others might call it the ultimate void of chaos. Others still might call it the ultimate law. I call it the cosmic all, or the cosmic intelligence system. We live within a system, or we exist within a system. So, while I do believe there is a higher cosmic good, that's one point of view of it. I believe a lot of that does have to do with how we interpret things, how we feel, that pulls reality into that state of existence, that all cosmic good. Or there may be various spirits who favor us, who bring us into contact with something that's a higher power of good. But if we change our thoughts and begin to think in the negative, like there's this all cosmic evil, you know, sort of like the ideas of author Philip K. Dick, who wrote a lot of really uber bizarre and wonderful, bizarre but wonderful sci-fi short stories. He thought that the God in this universe was some kind of evil deity, and that the only good in the world came from a divine intervention. I believe he called it the divine invasion. And there was another book that he wrote after Divine Invasion, or no, before Divine Invasion, which was called Valis. And he, Philip K. Dick, really dived into this matrix-type reality that we apparently exist in. And he's not the only one. Going as far back to the ancient Norse magic system, the Teutonic peoples, they also believed in a web of weird, a web of synchronicities, and that's really the operating system behind everything. And a lot of things in life really don't make a lot of sense. We have to make things make sense. For instance, human beings generally, in the Western world particularly, I should say, are infatuated, obsessed with absolutism. I mean, we have to know the answer to everything. That's right, we have to have the answer to everything. We're so absolutely sure of ourselves. I mean, trust me, there's some people who, when interviewed on television many years ago, were asked, young people, well, what are you going to do with your financial future if you don't have any savings or any, you know, career plan in mind? And some of these young people said, I'm going to win the lottery. Right? You know, this sounds pretty certain of ourselves to say that, and probably not too bright to put all of our eggs in one basket, you know, hopefully, gleefully, smiling all the way that we're going to win the lottery someday. Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. It's good to think positive, but it's also highly beneficial to your health and the sanity of everyone who's involved with you, if you have some common sense. Right. Well, in any event, I digress. In my point of view, we do live in a cosmic intelligence system, which is an operating system. And I do have some stories about that I might talk about in some upcoming podcast various synchronicities, which reveals to me this ultimate truth that we live in some kind of an operating system. Now, I'm not saying it's an actual computer system per se, but as far as I know, the physical universe is electrical, and you know, there are various aspects to spirit, or what people call ghost, I should say, which does tie into physics, you know, whether it's frequencies of light, ultraviolet, radio waves, various waveforms, gravity, and electricity. There's some degree of truth and correlation between these paranormal things going on and the actual physical universe as well. So, but I think behind all this, regardless of what we discover in science, behind and beyond our reach, our ability to grasp truth, is an ultimate something that's not a thing, but not quite nothing either. It's always existed and always will be, and it is all. So we call it the cosmic all, which might not be an accurate term for it. But then, you know what? There never will be an accurate term for it. So give it up, academia, intellectualism. Give it up on trying to find, you know, the best term. I mean, it might be popular for a while, and that's cool. But whatever terms we come up with, ultimately, we will never, ever be able to define or describe this wondrous universe that we exist in. However, with our wondrous wheels, with our miraculous prayer boards, with our magic rods, sonic amplifying helmets, radionics, and a little training, we can make an intimate connection with that which is higher than our ego selves, and we can experience the universe in a very intimate way in the peace and privacy of our own home, which I believe is probably the best way to worship, or, you know, if you're offended by the word worship, how about commune with something that is greater than what we ordinarily associate with being ourselves. And I think that's the way it should be. In fact, many of the best religious people I've met, of those whom I think are just the greatest people, who are very pious in their religion, of those people who are the best are usually the ones who worship in quiet and in private at home. Else, what we have are control groups who often get obnoxious or dominating in the world, and they want everyone else to agree with them absolutely, because absolutism is their actual real religion. It doesn't matter which one of the big monotheisms or any of the other types of religions out there, it's actually absolutism that drives their religious views, because you're absolutely wrong if you disagree, and they're absolutely right. So, think about that for a while. Anyhow, if you enjoy these podcasts, if you're interested in what psionics can do for you to experience the spiritual, supernatural, and make an intuitive and intimate contact with something higher and above yourself, then please go to my web store and patronize frohlock.com/shop. Thank you for joining me on Planet Frohlock tonight, and as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Frohlock, signing out.